to 10-hour starting job, and we want some kid out of high school who just doesn't want to go anyplace. You're too overeducated.
Right.
So the next time I did this for about a week, and then the next week I left off the graduate school and just said I graduated high school, college. Same thing. Overeducated. Can't give you a job because you wouldn't be, you know, we can't afford you. Then I started saying that I had 2 years of college but dropped out, you know? And then finally towards the end, I just said, well, I'm not going to say that I've just graduated high school or even I didn't graduate high school, so I'm going to go home and take over the family business. And that's what I did. I came home and took over the family business.
Amen.
Yeah. I mean, I was just sort of pushed into it, you know? But now that I'm into it, I really like it.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's a great story. It sounds like you've told it before.
Well, it's a true story.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's not new to me. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people have found this overqualified for a job. So someone's a PhD chemical research and there's no openings. Well, he couldn't get a job driving a garbage truck because if he's a $40,000 a year man, they're not going to give him a job making $8,000 a year because they want someone who only wants to make $8,000 a year.
Right.
So I think overqualification is actually worse than being underqualified because you can always train someone who's underqualified.
Right. What people do you hang around with? Where do you know them from generally?
Well, this is very strange. I've had the same set of friends since I was about in the third or fourth grade.
Okay.
I mean, most people develop, you know, friendships and then different ones in high school and different ones in college and different ones after that. I have friends now, in fact, my closest friends, that I've known since, you know, since I was a kid, since I was in the second or third grade. And we were friends all through elementary school, and we were best friends all through high school, and we were best friends all through college, even though sometimes we went to different colleges. But he was, in fact, this friend of mine that's coming in this evening, who I haven't seen in 6 months, he's working on his doctorate in family counseling. He went to Emory.
Oh.
And I'd always drive down to Emory, or he'd drive up to Knoxville when I was going to school there, and we'd see each other every month or so.
Mm-hmm.
So, mostly the people I know are either that or they're guys I met in college. People I met in college.
Oh, when's he coming in, by the way?
This evening.
When? You don't know?
Yeah, sometime this evening. So on a plane. I don't really know exactly. He just said he'd be in. So I called his folks and they said he'll call me when he gets in.
Oh, I just thought he was going to drop in.
Oh, no.
He's
not coming over here.
Oh,
He's coming in with his wife, so I'm sure it's family night tonight.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay, where were your parents born?
My father was born in, let me think, Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Oh, hey, all my relatives are from there.
Yeah. But then they moved to Nashville. And his father died when he was about a year old. I'm named after him.
Right.
In fact, it was very weird. I went to the family, you know, tomb area, graveyard, and there was David, you know, 1886, 1920.
Is this in Tuscaloosa?
No, this is here.
Oh.
This is here.
Your father moved here when he was a year old?
Or less. He was just born there.
Oh, okay.
You know. And,
Your mother?
My mother was born in somewhere in South Carolina, but then they all moved down to Lakeland, Florida. And that's where all my relatives are, in Lakeland and Tampa, Florida, on my mom's side of the family.
Okay. And when did your mother move to Nashville?
During the war.
So she was about, what,
20? No, 20. Yeah, I guess she was in her mid-20s, 25 or something like that. She was a whack or something. She drove a troop truck.
Great.
Drove a troop truck during the war. And then after that, she was a manager for a clothing store here.
Okay,
so
what kind of education did she have?